Welcome, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel once again. I love the show. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and my guest today could hardly be more timely. Let me begin with the latest news of reports of 10 killed, including an officer, at a Colorado supermarket shooting. There are reasons to suspect that this might be, once again, a false flag. Where the concept of a false flag originated in pirate days, where the pirates would fly the flag of a vessel friendly with the target vessel they were approaching until they got close enough to attack, when they would bring down the false flag and run up the skull and bones. So a false flag attack, it turns out to be one where someone not responsible is attributed with responsibility. It's happened historically lots and lots of times. For example, Hitler sought to create the impression that Poland had invaded Germany by taking a number of prisoners of war and putting them in Polish uniforms and shooting them in what was a false flag attack. Well, here in Colorado, we have a number of interesting developments. You're not seeing a lot of ambulances. You're not seeing any bodies. You are seeing the alleged suspect being taken off, and he's got some blood on his right calf. You have a witness, and this is quite striking, a witness telling us you can't feel safe anywhere anymore, and it looks to me as though he can barely suppress a smirk. That's very much like Robbie Parker at Sandy Hook, where the day after he gave an interview coming out of the building, he was all jocular, laughing, smiling. Then he turned to the assembled press, paused, hyperventilated to get into character, and then began talking about the death of his daughter Emily the day before, having the presence of mind to mention her donation website. We see this in other events, some of the acting being unbelievably bad in Orlando, for example. Harrison Hanks has a wonderful piece on the internet where he offers himself as an all-purpose crisis actor. He can play a doctor, a grieving father, a policeman, what have you. If you're not happy with the quality of your crisis actors, reach out to him. Well, we're told that an officer was killed, Eric Talley, a good friend and colleague of mine who does a lot of research with an extensive background in law enforcement, ran this to me today. Dr. Fetzer, I ran this guy through the database. His reported name is Eric Talley. I checked all the guys in his age group. He is not showing up. There are a few in Colorado with his name, but no matches to the man in the report below. They say he's an 11-year veteran of the department, has 7 kids. That, of course, is for emotional effect. No one like this comes out in the database searches. I looked at 2 men in his age group with this name in Texas as well, not him. The rest are too old. The ones who are close all turn out to be someone else. Photos don't match. Background does not match. Not the guy they're showing on TV. Plus, none of them are police. If you listen to the report below, it appears to look very scripted. No info about what happened or about the suspect yet. This looks like a false flag as of right now. We need the suspect's name to see what's going on. It has not been released as yet. Well, this all fits in if it indeed is a false flag, and my guest today is an expert on one himself and has dealt with many. I want you to know that I have released the archives from my conference, False Flags and Conspiracies 2020, conducted on the 5th and the 6th of December last, where I brought together 24 experts, including 3 of the best on JFK, a woman who does a brilliant job. She's a distinguished attorney who does a brilliant job on the godfathers of hate abuse, Bill Cosby, Jeffrey Epstein, and Harvey Weinstein. I have another woman with a PhD from Oxford in particle physics. talking about the use of directed energy weapons on targeted individuals. One of mine is about good deception galore, including staging false flag hate crimes, namely including the Jussie Smollett in Chicago, the George Floyd in Minneapolis, and the Bubba Wallace of NASCAR. Yes, all three of those were staged. You can check it out for free. Go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com. Falseflagconspiracies2020.com. Now, in assessing false flags, it's really essential to have a grasp of the context, the political context, is why they would want this. We have just got the newspapers and the television with new photos showing the terrible conditions inside the border facility as hundreds of migrant children are packed into small makeshift rooms. Remember how eager the Biden administration has been to undo all the work of Donald Trump at the border, even though it was a great success. New photos inside one of the Biden administration surge facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border shows the awful conditions under which migrant children are being kept amid the ongoing illegal immigration crisis. And the photos do not look good. The photo suggests Biden isn't improving matters, but only making them worse. We even have Kamala Harris laughing hysterically when asked if she's going to visit the border. I mean, this is just stunning. In a bizarre video Monday, yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked if she plans to visit the southern border as a crisis continues to mount there. Harris responded and also belted out loud laughter, causing her face mask to slip. And you thought they weren't serious about dealing with this crisis at the border? Biden seemed more interested in overturning Trump policies than he does in actually improving the situation for the American people. And bear in mind, we're in the midst of an economic crisis here because of COVID, so many lockdowns, bringing in all millions of illegals who are going to take jobs at lower wages and undermine blacks and Latinos who've been succeeding here because of Trump's policies tightening up the border. Well, we had reports as long ago as December 2019 before the election that as many as 40% of blacks were going to support Trump because they'd seen their wages rise at the fastest rate under Trump in history. Trump was doing good. The Democrats have been doing everything they can to tarnish and tarnish him. They're worried he might come back and wipe the floor with them again. He not only beat Hillary in 2016, but those of you who know the score recognize he beat Biden massively in 2020 with a Dominion voting machines, Acilla tabulator service, Leonardo satellites run by the Vatican were all involved in the theft of the election. Well, get this. The latest report we have, Biden appears to backtrack, says he'll reestablish what existed at the border before. Just as Mexican officials are admitting Trump's integration policies help curb the overwhelming surge of immigrants. In other words, Trump did the job, they didn't. Now, my guest today, Warren Fentress, has done a lot of research on the Boston bombing and more. There's obvious reasons to know, to conclude, that Boston was a false flag. We had police on bullhorns calling out, "This is a drill, this is a drill." The Boston Bob was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. In a second tweet, that one would be set off in front of the library, and a minute later, it was set off in front of the Boston Public Library. Now, as a former Marine Corps artillery officer, I can assure you that these were puff pieces, demonstration, not powerful enough to kill anybody, unless perhaps you were sitting right on top of them. But when you zoomed in through the smoke, you saw bodies lying there missing arms and legs. It looked horrific. until you realize there was no blood. Now, as Lorraine Day, MD, has emphasized, she's been very emphatic about this, you cannot have limbs, arms and legs blown off by explosives and there to be no blood. In fact, the blood only showed up later, and it came out of a half a dozen little orange fake blood kits. They used amputee actors, fake blood, and even a studio-quality smoke machine. I have a whole book about it. Then they framed the Patsies, the Sarnoff brothers, by videotaping, photoshopping them into a video. But they committed a colossal mistake because in the process, they had Tamerlan, the older brother, clean-shaven when Tamerlan had a beard. Not only that, but even more egregious, the backpacks they were wearing were not the backpacks in which the bombs exploded. The FBI and during the court trial for Zoker, the younger of the brothers, both reported that the backpacks that exploded were black nylon backpacks. Interestingly, they also had a little white square sewn on them, I believe, to identify that those were the ones to use. When they photoshopped the brothers in, they forgot to match the backpacks. So that Tamerlan has a very large, baggy, kind of gray, but not black, decidedly not the same type of backpack that exploded. And Zoker, it's even more egregious. It's a silver backpack. It doesn't match at all. It's a case really analogous to OJ, where they claimed if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, but then very cleverly had OJ put on a latex glove before he put these tight-fitting gloves on that the murderer wore, so they knew in advance they wouldn't fit. Well, in this case, we have a lot of evidence about who actually planted the bomb, and it turns out to be Kraft International, whose motto is violence does solve problems, where we have photos of Kraft people moving, wearing the backpack with a white patch to the area, then rushing away no longer with a backpack, and where the question becomes, where'd your backpack go, bro? It wasn't a match. I have a whole book about it, and nobody died in Boston either. You can acquire it at moonrockbooks.com. Moonrockbooks.com. Well, that leads me to my guest, Warren Pinterest, who uses the name Dr. Mobius in his research. Warren, it's such a joy to have you here today. It's pretty obvious this false flag in Colorado is not only to distract attention from the calamity at the border, but to promote the gun control agenda of the Democrats. And after all the effort they did to promote defunding the police, we've had a surge by Americans of gun sales historic in our nation's history. And believe me, they're not going to be willing to give them up. Your thoughts, Warren, and let me say how pleased I am to have you here today and how the timing could hardly be more exquisite.
Thanks, Jim. A pleasure to be here. Yeah, that's really amazing. I kind of was thinking in the back of my mind last week that they're going to have some kind of false flag, and exactly right. It's a distraction from the border. When you look at Sandy Hook, which is sort of the classic case of a false flag in recent times, I was in a sense a witness there. I was working a mile and a half from Sandy Hook Elementary School. And so I was late to work that day, which is why I know the time. And I was driving by the school, and as a firearms enthusiast, I know what gunfire sounds like. And I was about 1,000 feet, not even, from the school. And I believe I would have heard the firearms because I'm used to hearing firearm fire. Now, what's super interesting, though, about the current events with the gun control. So recently, I had a situation. I've got a 10-year-old autistic son, and he made a comment to an aide that sounded like I was, doing something improper, and by having a weapon in my house. And the police came, and no search warrant or anything, which was my mistake. I was very nervous when they arrived because I'm a 60 years old, a law-abiding citizen, never been arrested in my life, taxpayer, the whole nine yards. And here they say, well, we want to see if there's a gun under your bed. And I'm like, yeah, there's a gun under my bed. And they confiscated all my weapons.
And what was the justification, Warren? What was the possible, under what?
There were bullets. Lamont, our government signed into law something a couple of years ago, which I was actually unaware of, called Ethan's Law, which, see, I had bullets in the bag, in the rifle bag. I had bullets in the bag. The gun wasn't loaded, but because there were bullets in the bag, they, you know, I don't still know. I mean, I haven't even gotten the arrest report, and it's been, you know, about 40 days. And I still, you know, my attorney got the arrest report, but I didn't have the arrest report. But what this points out is that they're criminalizing honest, good people. And the police need to realize that if they're going to support criminal, anti-constitutional behavior, then they're the criminals. And we have to be very vigilant right now, because this is how the Nazis got the subjugated the Jewish people, because you know, they use these events to try and change people's minds. They, shooting, we must stop all the guns. I have liberal friends, and their lack of logic in this is just amazing to me. But they say, well, you know, gee, someone got shot, we must ban all guns. So I ask them, well, you know how many people drowned in swimming pools last year? A lot more than men got shot in mass shooting events. So why don't we ban swimming pools? I mean, it's just this. What's being sold is fear. They keep selling fear, and they use that to divide us. And when I say they is us. I mean, yes, there's a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. I'm sure that exists. And mostly, though, I think it's driven by greed and fear. And we've got to stand up to the fear. We've got to look at ourselves and say, I'm not going to do anything because of money. I mean, these crisis actors, they should know by now that what they're doing is illegal, right? So, but people are desperate for money, and they'll hire these people, and they think they're told a line of bullshit, excuse my French, and they're told whatever. Maybe they're ideologues. Maybe they're democratic or liberal ideologues, and they embrace it. But what they're doing is they're committing criminal acts, and they're told they'll get away with it. You look at, you know, John Sullivan from D.C., and he was on a radio interview. You and he's been arrested and he's already out on jail. Meanwhile, you have, you know, fathers that were just there in D.C. and they're arrested with no bail. So this is like the Stasi coming in, and the police need to be put on notice that they can't treat the people this way. This is unconstitutional. It's immoral. It's illogical, because it's not going to work. So,
well, Warren, just to interject, yes, his brother James has reported that John Sullivan led 226 Antifa members into the Capitol for that intrusion, and even the New York Times has begrudgingly had to admit that the FBI had reports showing it was planned in advance, which makes the whole idea that Trump was guilty of incitement completely absurd. You cannot incite an action that was planned in advance. Not only that, but of course he had every motive to want the procedures taking place inside the Capitol to proceed, because they were talking about evidence of the election of theft. The party with the strongest motive to disrupt was Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, controls the Capitol Police. I think when you get enough evidence, the American people can put 2 + 2 together and understand that this was an orchestrated, contrived event intended to disrupt the only real opportunity the House and the Senate together had to contemplate the theft of the 2020 election, which was on a massive, heretofore unprecedented scale. So the very idea on its face, when you consider the broad prospects, indicates the Capitol Hill intrusion was, again, a false flag. So this is just really appropriate and timely, Warren. Please continue.
So what's very scary about this, and Americans, you know, I was at a rally a few days ago on the anti-lockdown global I think it was a worldwide event, but, you know, and then there were very few people there. I've got photos if you want, we can see, but a lot of people drove by and they would honk their horn, and then a few people would give us the finger, but I would say of the people that responded, I would say 90% of the people were probably in support, but Out of the people driving by, I would say 60% or more were sort of disinterested, or they just, you know, they weren't acknowledging it. So we're still asleep, and people need to engage more than ever right now, because you see the direction. And what's really was telling for me is there was one woman there across the street who was holding a Biden-Harris sign. And I went over to speak with her, and I said, I asked her very politely, I said, don't you think that there's any truth at all to the election fraud? And she started laughing hysterically, like one of these, almost like she was a crazy person, like she was going, like this type of a laugh. It was really quite disturbing. And these people that are embracing the left right now, you know, I used to be a Democrat. For 20 years I was a Democrat. And my dad actually was as well, and he voted for Trump. So what I'm finding with a lot of my liberal friends is that they're just refusing to look at the facts, because it will interrupt their narrative that they've swallowed hook, line, and sinker from the mainstream media. So,
Warren, I want you to hold that thought. We're coming up against a hard break. But I too, like your father, voted Democrat most of my life, for Obama twice, for Clinton twice, but when it came to Hillary versus Trump, it was a no-brainer. We'll be right back here on the Power Hour.
10 seconds.
And I'm just delighted to be here. And remember, you can get the False Flags and Conspiracy Conference for free. Go to falseflagconspiracy2020.com and check it out.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds, such such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now, through the end of the week, or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Well, Power Hour Nation, this is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. It's such a great pleasure to be back. My special guest, Warren Fentress, is an expert in the area of false flags, including the Boston bombing. He's talking about his experience as a resident in Connecticut, where the police came to take his weapons with, to my knowledge, no ample legal or moral justification. We're glad to take your calls the second hour, the number 844-769-2944. I repeat, we'll take callers the second hour, the number 844-769-2944. Todd will field your call and get you on with Warren and me. It's especially timing he should be here today, because we have at the supermarket in Colorado what appears to be yet another false flag event. Warren, please continue.
You know, this is a not unexpected move by the deep state. As we move forward, and a lot of people have done really good research into what that actually means. And, of course, there is this criminal conspiracy, this cabal of evil that probably goes back hundreds of years and its nexus. But the sad thing is, I've been looking at this from the point of view that how have they been so successful in getting willing participants to participate in these things? And what can a regular person do to stop it? Because if the people don't engage right now to stop these people, and they've clearly taken control of our government, there's been a coup. That if we don't engage now and use the might of our democracy, then we will suffer the same fate as the Jewish people in World War II. I mean, this will come if we don't put our foot down now. And so looking at the motivating factors for people, like I couldn't figure out, there was a guy who would come to my church every year after Sandy Hook with his hand out saying, oh, poor us, these poor dead kids. You know, and it's their MO really doesn't change, but why do people buy this? I tried for years to get people to wake up to the reality of the false flag, and people don't want to believe, because always the question is, well, no one, or they would say, no one would do this, or how can we believe someone would do such a thing? It's so despicable. And indeed it is to a normal, regular, moral person, but these people don't think that way, and they somehow coerce others into following along, because they either get the person on ideology, you know, someone shares similar values. If it's very heinous on one side, if they're Satanists or some Luciferian or whatever, or they're just extremely greedy, they have these factors that try to win people over, or promises of fame and fortune. Or on the other end, they threaten and kill people. So they will take whatever steps necessary to accomplish their objectives. And that's why they've been winning for so long. They're willing, you know, if you look into the history of the Illuminati, their perspective is that we will do whatever is necessary to accomplish our objectives. And most people will not. Most people will not kill others. Most people would not try and lie and cheat and steal with other people. Most people are good. I've traveled around the world and I fundamentally believe that. But good people are also unwilling to accept how evil some of this is, and they stay in the background. They don't want to act. And now is the time for action by the people. We all good people must step up right now, because if we don't, we're going to lose our democracy.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Warren. Yes, yes, yes. Tell us about how you got drawn into all of this. You have had a rather interesting life and experience, all things considered, with ups, downs, and obstacles thrown in your way. Tell us about it.
You know, I'll start. Actually, I invented a toy called Magnablox back in around 2001 or 2002, and that's a very interesting story that I've just about finished a book on. Called Inventing Magnablox, but I'm not here to push the book. But what happened was, during about my fifth year of operation, I was doubling my business every year. I went from $0 in 2006 to making about $250,000 in, I'm sorry, in 2002 I had nothing, and then in 2006 I had made about $250,000, which I then reinvested all into the company because I was growing at such a rate. Then a child swallowed another company's toy, nothing to do with my toy, but that other company made a toy that had a similar neodymium magnet, which is a very powerful magnet. It's Magnablox here. And that child died. And because of that child's death, the Consumer Product Safety Commission decided to basically make the whole industry have to, they didn't even know what they had to do. They wanted new packaging requirements, but the effective result of this was it killed my business. It forced me into bankruptcy a few years later. So my first kind of experience of direct feeling of the government and what the power of they can do was in that story.
Let me interject, Warren.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if swallowing this magnet did have very adverse effects. What was the actual causal mechanism of death induced by swallowing?
Sure. Okay, sure. So the magnets are extremely powerful, small magnets, and they allow you to hold the pieces together in many different configurations.
Yes, arrangements, yeah, which is the fun part of the game, right, is to create different arrangements.
Yeah, our tagline was feel the click, because, you snap the pieces together and it has this real tactile experience, which is very positive. In fact, even today, people come up to me and they go, oh, you invented that? That was the coolest toy, you know. So it had a lot of staying power before the phones and the iPads came out. But anyway, these tiny little magnets, so this company in New Jersey they offered to buy my company, but I didn't get a good feeling from these guys, so I walked away from it. But their product, they made a knockoff, not of my product, but of a different product that was made in Italy. And because it was a knockoff, it wasn't made very well, so the magnets fell out of their pieces. They were these stick-shaped pieces that connected with little balls, like little ball bearings. So they had stick shapes, and the magnets fell out of the end of the sticks, and then if you're close enough, they're very powerful, they'll snap together. So if the magnets are a foot away, it's like two separate magnets, but as you start bringing them closer together, when they're about 3 inches away, they'll snap together. So what happened was the child, I guess there was an older brother about eight or so, had the toy on the floor, the magnets fell out, and his two-year-old brother swallowed a magnet. Now, by itself, swallowing a magnet will not hurt you. It should pass right through your system. But he swallowed one, and then separated by time, like some minutes later, he swallowed another one. And then the two magnets, when as they passed through his intestine, had it been together as one piece, as two magnets passing through, even that would have been okay. But what happened was there was one magnet in one part of his intestine, and the other magnet was in another part of his intestine. It snapped together, thereby tearing the inside of his intestine, causing septicemia, and
yes,
he passed away.
Yes, yes, yes. That's tragic. Yes, I can see exactly how that happened. Go ahead. Yeah.
So, in fact, I actually wrote text. I had attorneys write text to try and address this issue, and what a waste of money that was. So I ended up writing the text myself. And then, you know, 10 years later, I mean, where is it? The Consumer Product Safety Commission has basically, the effect of that was to kill the small business owners, and the few larger companies, of course, they still sell magnet products, and I don't even think the warning's updated according to that. So you know, the government agency to regulate these things fell down. So, you know, in every step of the way, is it, I look at these things, whether it was the Warren Commission with Kennedy's murder, you know, were they all paid off and allowed that lie to happen, or were some of them threatened? Hard to say, but my entire life I've been watching the government. I was going to go into the military. In fact, I was going to go into the Air Force Academy. I had the grades and the letters, and I just couldn't go because I was witnessing corruption and, you know, Vietnam and with Nixon, Watergate, and Iran-Contra and so forth, that I just couldn't support our government knowing that the decisions of the executive branch were so criminal. And then likewise, I voted, you know, for Clinton, and I thought, well, things would get better, and of course they didn't. And the same thing, Bush came in, and the worse, it just got worse from there. Of course, 9/11, obvious false flag. So I think a few days after 9/11, when I realized it was an inside job, I started to research, and research fairly heavily. And so I've been studying these things for the past 20 years and noticing the correlations. So when you look at Colorado, I haven't investigated it yet. I heard the blurb this morning, but I haven't looked at the details. But I suspect, like Sandy Hook, like Parkland, like New Zealand, the New Zealand mosque, they all have the same sort of MO. And what happens is the orchestrators of this, now these people that are orchestrating it, they're not all satanic pedophiles. They're corrupt, and they're corrupt either because they're corrupt or they're threatened or they're coerced with whatever they can get you on, like Epstein. Of course, the Epstein mechanism was clearly the way that they've coerced many politicians, and good people got caught up in that, and I feel real bad for them. But I was actually, when I worked for Sony, they tried to bribe me. I had a pretty good job there with some power. I was a middle guy, but I had a lot of clout there. And they actually, someone tried to bribe me $50,000. So, and I was like a nobody really, not a big guy, but I saw this corruption, and it's just extends through government, through everything. It's, you know, money, it's not, power corrupts, absolutely, but money corrupts too, particularly when the economy is terrible and people are scraping to get by. So these crisis actors that appear in the various things, I mean, if someone came up to me and said, hey, do you want to do a FEMA event where we're going to pretend that there's this, you know, mass shooting event? Well, everybody on earth should go, ding, 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 better not do that, because it's a criminal event that's being orchestrated by the cabal, ultimately, that, you know, besides the fact that it's illegal and immoral, they could end up getting killed. And I suspect that, although I'm fairly certain at this point that no one died at Sandy Hook, it has occurred to me that I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I know some people have died as a direct result of that. Abe Danella, Eric Langlaw, Podorowski, or I can't remember, the state Connecticut policeman who was died at 49 of mysterious circumstances. So anybody who challenges the cabal can end up getting killed. So it's a dangerous business to point out these things. But what they may do, their modus operandi seems to be that, yes, they'll stage an event and then possibly later come back and actually kill some people. So a friend of mine dated one of the mothers, allegedly, of the of one of the victims of Sandy Hook. And he says that she says, so right away, you know, you have you're removed by hearsay a bit. But he's convinced that she believes that her son died there. And so I suspect it's possible that in some regards, they will stage the event, then they will kill a few people to then get us arguing about, is it real? Is it fake? It's a false flag. No, it really happened. And if we're arguing about that, we're taking our eye off the ball of, why did they set this up? Well, gun control. But who did this? And look at the players involved. Look at the people who were victims of Sandy Hook. I went to the Newtown office, Newtown Zoning and Planning, after the event. I'd read an article that there was some strange events going on with the victims' families. So I took I took 10 names of the victims, and I went to the Newtown Zoning and Planning office, and I looked at real estate records. And what I found was in the first five names, I think out of it was either all five or five out of six, they all had received homes the year or so before that would have easily been worth $300,000 to $400,000 because Newtown's a very upscale Connecticut town. And they received these homes for like $1 or $10 or $100. And I asked the woman at the planning office, I said, why would someone get a house, a $300,000 to $400,000 house for so cheap? I want one, right? So she said, sometimes a parent may gift a house to their offspring. So they'll say, hey, we've got this, you know, nice house. I'm going to give it to our child and we'll only charge you, you know, 10 bucks, whatever. So I said, well, that's interesting, but how come there were five homes that sold like this last year? And she looked at me, she's like, really? And I said, yeah. And I showed her and she goes, that is interesting. Or no, she said, that is unusual. And, I thought to myself, well, if someone came to me and offered me a free house, would I go along with, you know, in being involved in a staged event for national security, for the betterment of the country, for whatever ideological reason, would I go along with that? I wouldn't. I'm just cut that way. I wouldn't do something, particularly if I got any inclinations that there was something dubious about it. But a lot of us would. And I think that that's what happens. My friends go, why would someone do this? You know, why would they lie about their kid? And what they did was they took children who were, let's say, 12 years old now. This was in 2012 when it happened. They took a family and they had some kids and they took the 10 or 12 year old kid and then they took photographs of that kid when they were 6 years old. And then they said that they had a child at that age so that some of the children that were killed didn't even exist. They were the same person just a few years taken a few years earlier. So if you look at the singing event that all these kids, the brothers of some of the victims, went down to D.C. and sang for Obama, and you look at these kids, and they look like the kids that were killed only 4 or 5 years later. I mean, there's no better proof than just looking at those photographs, and you can see that's how they did that. Robbie Parker, you mentioned, one of those kids is in that picture twice, at 6 years old and at 10 years old or whatever. So this is, I think, some of the techniques they use, and it's extremely important that we all remain vigilant at all of these events. To obviously, anything the news says, you can throw out most of it as a lie. But if this event did happen at all and was not totally staged, then if you look into the details of it, then we can find the answers. But that's what they did with Sandy Hook so effectively, is they shut down the narrative. They arrested Wolfgang Habib, or at least I think he got arrested, and you had a lot of hell from that. And anybody trying to expose this, you know, their lives were upended because they will do whatever, as Adam Weishaupt, who was given credit for starting the Illuminati or one of the early ideological leaders of that, you know, they're willing to do whatever they have to achieve their ends. And so it's a very dangerous group. Look, they've overthrown our government right now. So they've overthrown the DOJ, the FBI. These agencies are totally corrupt, the CIA, and they're working actively against the American people. And if we don't shut it down, then, you know, you're going to be going to the you're going to go to the ovens. I don't see any other alternative if we don't stand up right now.
Well, just to confirm a whole lot of the points you've been making here, it does appear that the deceased children at Sandy Hook were fictions created by using photographs of older children when they were younger. In fact, a research colleague of mine, Mona Alexis Presley, has discovered reason to think some of the parents used photographs of themselves when they were children. It's that cynical. I also have reports and confirmation of the sale of these homes at you know, virtually as gifts, where they appear to have created a synthetic community by bringing together those who are willing participants. And it may have been over a zeal of do-gooder. Let's show the country what could happen if we don't take guns away from the American people. And thereby, you know, participated in what turned out to be a two-day FEMA drill, a mass casualty exercise involving children, where I and a dozen other experts on Sandy Hook came together, and I published the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, where six of us had PhDs, which, of course, is significant because it means we're highly qualified at conducting research. We established a school that had been closed by 2008. It was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, damaged by a hurricane, and it even turns out, though I was unaware of it at the time, there was a major flood in the area in 2007 that actually impacted the school. There were no students there, and it was an exercise to promote gun control, where another of my contributors, Paul Preston, who himself has experience in conducting these drills, was so troubled by what he saw broadcast from Newtown that day that he reached out to his contacts in the Obama Department of Education, all of whom confirmed to him that it had been a drill, that no children were harmed, and that it was done to promote gun control. Now, Warren, that's from the Obama Department of Education. How can you get more authoritative than that, unless Barack and Biden and Holder were to admit this was their op, because Eric Holder traveled to Connecticut and met with the governor on the 27th of November to discuss the Obama administration's gun control agenda. And the governor would, during a press conference, say that he and the lieutenant governor had been spoken to that something like this might happen, leading me to speculate what could he possibly mean. Surely there are only two alternatives: that he'd been warned someone might go berserk and come into a Connecticut school and shoot up a bunch of kids, in which case he had the obvious obligation to warn the school systems that they take precautions to ensure it didn't happen. But that's not something that he did. Instead, the alternative is he was informed they were going to take an abandoned school, conduct a drill, and present it as, you know, a mass murder to promote gun control, which is exactly what happened. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and that's exactly right. And I think what happened was because anyone who might have attended Sandy Hook was probably at that school in Shelton. I think either yourself or Wolfgang had uncovered the milk was being delivered and lunches were being delivered down to a place in Shelton. But what I suspect they did was there was this photographer, Eric Langloff, I'm saying his name right, rest in peace. He was a young photographer who was at St. Rose of Lima where they were conducting the FEMA drill. And I believe they bussed a load of kids over to the abandoned school and then took those photographs, because the only photographs you see of children, there's like 25 kids in the parking lot, but that school allegedly would have 400 odd students there, and you have only photographs of 25 kids. That's a busload of kids. So, and then he was murdered three or four days later, probably because he had the evidence of those same children actually being at the FEMA event at St. Rose of Lima. So, like I said, these people will do whatever they have to, and the American people have to start recognizing this enemy and who the real enemy is. And we've got to, I'm not saying, you know, do whatever you have to, but do whatever you have to stop this, because this may be, you know, it's almost like with the biblical times people talking about this. It certainly almost feels like it, the way things are going. The full court press is on. You know, the DOJ is going after the Oath Keepers, former military heroes that have done nothing wrong. They're going after, innocent, just normal people, fathers with young kids that were just at the Capitol that day. They're arresting these people. I mean, this is out of control.
Yes. And the American people have to become more aware of how to sort these things out. Let me just make a recommendation, for example, on my website, jimtheconspiracyguide.com. You can find a two-parter on how to spot a false flag, where I go through a dozen to 15 of these different incidents and show you in brief explanation, presenting the evidence, how you can tell what's staged or faked or managed, how to spot a false flag at jimtheconspiracyguide.com. I'd also add that, yes, according to the official report on Sandy Hook by the Danbury State's attorney, Steven Sedensky, there were 489 students in school that morning. I mean, actually, the number was zero. But according to the report, 489, if you subtract 20 of the deceased kids, you would add 469 to evacuate from the vicinity, which would have required a caravan of buses, but they were not there. In fact, Dickinson Drive, which was the only access route in and out, was so clogged that you couldn't have got a bus in there if you wanted to. This is also this is also consistent with the fact there was no surge of EMTs into the building. There was no string of ambulances to rush the little bodies off to hospitals where they could be declared dead or alive. No medevac helicopter was called. They put up triage tarps, but no bodies of any dead or wounded were placed on the triage tarps. And by the way, the police claim that at specific locations and times the evacuation was taking place. But we have dash cam footage showing those locations and times, and there's nothing going on. You've heard you can't prove a negative, but that's simply false. You can prove there's no elephant in your living room, for example, by going to your living room and finding no signs of the presence of elephant. If there were no signs of an evacuation, that's because there was no evacuation taking place. We'll be right back with Warren Fentress.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.